When Joe finally staggered home in the small hours, a thin plume of smoke was rising from Bob's kennel. Joe paused in front of the kitchen door and sniffed anxiously, then relaxed. Letting go of the door handle, he walked over to the kennel and sat down outside. Bob was most particular about his den. Even his own humans didn't go in there without an invitation. So Joe waited. A moment later, there was an interrogative cough from inside. A dark, pointed snout came out, dribbling smoke from its nostrils like a particularly vulpine dragon.
Smee. Urgh.
A metallic click.
Smoke, good smoke, joke, cough, tickle, funny, arf, arf.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. The snout pulled back into the kennel. A moment later, it reappeared, teeth clutching a length of hose with a mouthpiece on one end. Joe accepted it graciously, wiped off the mouthpiece, leaned against the side of the kennel, and inhaled. The weed was potent and smooth. Within a few seconds, it stilled the uneasy dialogue in his head.
Wow, that's a good turnip. Arf, arf, a yup.
Joe felt himself relaxing. Maddie would be upstairs, snoring quietly in their decrepit bed, waiting for him, maybe. But sometimes a man just had to be alone with his dog and a good joint, doing man and dog stuff. Maddie understood this and left him his space. Still.
That farm been buggering around the pond? Growl, exclaim, fuck, fuck, yup. Sheepshagger. If it's been at all lambs. Nor. Bugger it. So what's up? Grr. Maddie yap yap farm talk. Sheepshagger.
Maddie's been talking to it.
Grr, yes, yes. Oh, shit. Do you remember when she did her last backup?
The dog coughed fragrant blue smoke.
Tank thump thump full cow moo beef clone. Yeah, I think so too. Better muck it out tomorrow, just in case. Yerp!
But while Joe was wondering whether this was agreement or just a canine erectation, a lean paw stole out of the kennel mouth and yanked the hookah back inside. The resulting slobbering noises and clouds of aromatic blue smoke left Joe feeling a little queasy. So he went inside. The next morning, over breakfast, Maddie was even quieter than usual. Almost meditative.
Bob said you'd been talking to that farm,
Joe commented over his eggs.
Bob!
Maddie's expression was unreadable.
Bloody dog!
She lifted the lid on the Rayburn's hot plate and peered at the toast browning underneath.
Talks too much.
Did you?
Yep.
She turned the toast and put the lid back down on it.
Said much?
It's a farm.
She looked out the window.
Not a fucking worry in the world except making its launch window for Jupiter.
It.
Him. Her. They.
Maddie sat down heavily in the other kitchen chair.
It's a collective. Used to be 6 people. Old, young, whatever. They's decided to go to Jupiter. One of them was telling me how it happened. How she'd been an accountant in Bradford, had a nervous breakdown. Wanted out. Self-sufficiency.
For a moment her expression turned bleak.
Felt herself growing older but not bigger, if you follow.
So how's turning into a bioborg an improvement?
Joe grunted, forking up the last of his scrambled eggs.
They're still separate people. Bodies are overrated anyway. Think of the advantages. Not growing older, being able to go places and survive anything, never being on your own, not being trapped.
Maddie sniffed.
Fucking toast's on fire!
Smoke began to trickle out from under the hot plate lid. Maddie yanked the wire toasting rack out from under it and dunked it into the sink, waited for waterlogged black crumbs to float to the surface before taking it out, opening it, and loading it with fresh bread.
Bugger,
she remarked.
You feel trapped?
Joe asked. Again? He wondered. Maddie grunted.
Not your fault, love. Just life.
Life.
Joe sniffed, then sneezed violently as the acrid smoke tickled his nose.
Life!
Horizon's closing in, she said quietly. Need a change of scenery.
Yep. Well, Russ never sleeps, right? Got to clean out the winter stables, haven't I?
Said Joe. He grinned uncertainly at her as he turned away.
Got a shipment of fertilizer coming in.